Hi everyone, it's your sometimes evil GM Josh. I wanted to give you all a heads up that we are approaching the end of Season 2 of Tales from Moxery, and thus we are looking for questions from you about it. You can send questions via email to tales@geekspective.com, via Twitter by tweeting or DMing at Geekspective, and myself at EvilDMJosh. Thanks for listening, and for the questions, on to the show!
Tales from Moxferry. The battle with Shalazar at Mama Gumba's raged on. Brimstone utilized a number of professional wrestling moves to finish off Shalazar, pushing him into the hot hibachi before backflip kicking him in the face. That kick to the face, in fact, kicked off his face, along with all of his other human parts, revealing a demon underneath. In his final moments, Shalazar exploded, teleporting the party and all of Mama Gumba's into Avernus, the first circle of hell. Whoopsie!
Hello.
And we're back.
We're back.
We back. We in hell.
In hell, yeah. Brimstone had just landed Mama Gumba's with everyone inside, just outside of this one biome that's like a, you know, a little greenery with a little mountain with a temple on top and a village at the bottom with a waterfall and all that kind of stuff. That's where we are.
It was super cool.
How do you get into one of the biomes?
Let's find out.
Is there a door?
There doesn't look to be any kind of wall or anything. It's just they happen just to, it's almost like a snow globe, but you don't see any glass or anything separating. It's just boop.
Is there any way to tell from here what kind of temple that is?
Can we walk through it? We'll just walk in?
Do you try?
Yeah. Like, is it like, yeah. Does it look like a temple to like a god I might recognize?
Maybe. Or first, I don't know. We'll have to figure that out. I did not think of the god for this one.
How familiar is Azrael with the first layer of first ring of hell?
Not super duper, I would say.
Okay.
It's not like...
I killed Asmodeus one time.
Good for you.
I kind of agree with Nuick, though. Like, we at least have to go up to it. See if... how we can interact with the wall.
So yeah, like as you approach this biome, yeah, you can just walk right in. And as soon as you do, like it had been pretty uncomfortable outside, you know, like hell, right? It's got super hot, doesn't feel great. And as soon as you walk into this biome, it's just like, ah, you're just in a nice climate controlled, you know, 70.
It's air conditioned.
Yeah, exactly. 70 degrees. And there's more moisture in the air.
It's like walking to a Walmart on a hot summer day.
Exactly.
Just, you know, it's just off. Oh, it's air conditioning.
Can we bring Mama Gumba's in here?
I could. Heck, even you could if you wanted to, I think.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
So just guys... drag Mama Gumba's. You get that end.
Yeah,
I mean,
between us, we can absolutely do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just like moving furniture.
Lift with your legs, man.
Yeah, no. Right.
So you move Mama Gumba's into this bio. And yeah, sure enough, there's a little bit of space for it. It's, you know, not too far away from the village, you could say.
What are these patrons doing now? That the ones that that came with us, the two expendable cast members who are going to die in the horror movie.
That's right.
You know, they're just like, oh, don't touch. Oh, I'm going to touch.
I guess
this.
I live in this little bubble in hell now.
Yeah, they're like, where are we?
Buddy, old pal, you're in hell.
Oh.
Welcome to
Buckle
hell.
Buckle up and try not to touch anything.
Don't worry. Saint Azrael will keep you safe.
I shouldn't have had that extra side dish of fried shrimp from the teppanyaki grill. It must have clogged my arteries.
Oh, no. It was totally fine.
You're not dead. You haven't died. Wait. Were you expecting to go to hell?
Are we all dead? No.
I don't know.
This guy's like, oh, did I die? And he's like, oh, I guess I'm... Like, he already knew he was coming here to begin with. What kind of monstrosity of a man is this?
This is like the entry level hell, first of all, so it's not that bad. And second of all, like, we found this cool bubble where, like, it seems pretty nice in here.
Oh, well, if this is where I go to live, I guess it'll be okay.
I actually, like, I know that I'm hanging on the idea that this man already expected that he was going to go to hell when he died. I wanted to know what he's done that would make him assume that.
You don't want to know.
Tell me of your sins and repent.
It's like Saint Azrael has the confession and then he blabs it to everybody.
Right.
So I don't take confession anymore. I can't keep the secrets to myself.
There we go. Yeah. I was expecting, you know what? One time I went out and I like stole from somebody and they wanted their stuff back. So they were chasing me and then a cart hit them. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it was my fault. You know, like I murdered them.
But you didn't call the police?
I didn't call the police. I fed the body to my hog.
Wait.
So far it all sounds very reasonable.
You know, I had to get that money for that wedding ring.
Okay.
And he looks over and is like, hey, wife. Hi, Martha.
You know,
this
was a cool story until you brought in her.
Yeah, and Martha to the right looks in shock and she's like, oh, God. Ralph?
Is this somebody who's a resident here or is it like somebody who was with him at Mama Gumba's?
Yeah, this is someone who was with him at Mama Gumba's. Right. Yeah. Martha's like, Ralph, I thought you had just gotten a bonus at your work. And Ralph's like, well,
it's like King of Queens only in hell.
That's exactly where it's going. And so you can play that out in your head.
Okay.
So that's a married couple with you in hell.
Okay.
Hanging out with the Mama Gumbas. But as for all these other people in the biome, you're talking to Ralph and Martha. And I don't know if anyone else is keeping an eye out.
Yes, I'll definitely be keeping an eye out.
I was just going to say us alacrity users can't be surprised anyway.
Oh, well, there we go. So, girl, like, you notice that some of the people in this biome, you know, are yet again, like, peering around the walls of their houses, you would assume, or something like that. Peering and kind of looking at the situation.
What kind of people are we looking at?
So they're, like, humanoids. They are of varying heights between, like 4 feet and, like, 6 feet is the height. There's not a lot of people at the 6 feet mark. And they're all wearing gray masks. But the rest of their body form is what you'd expect from a humanoid. You know, humans of different kind of skin colors. Maybe like a tan or I don't know. I didn't really think of whatever humanoid skin tone you would like to go with.
When you say gray masks, are they just like masks that like look like human features but like very generic? Or are they just like nothing on them and they're just gray masks?
So like, they're, I guess, yeah, like...
Is it like creepy gray masks?
It's kind of creepy gray mask. Okay. Yeah.
Can it be paper plates colored in gray marker? With eye holes cut out?
That's the children, yes.
And like a piece of yarn? Yeah.
There's children here?
No, what? There's not children here. I don't want to have children here. But if there were children here, absolutely. Paper, but there are no children masks, here. Yeah. And so you're kind of like, whoever's looking out is kind of exchanging these looks at each other. And you notice that a kind of a more elderly statured person, you know, kind of they're humped over, starts approaching Mama Gumbas.
Welcome to Mama Gumbas. We're now running Mama Gumbas in hell. We're expanding the business.
Can we tell you about our specials today?
I mean, you're telling me because you guys have alacrity, this doesn't surprise you that we're now running a restaurant in hell.
It's a different kind of surprise.
It
was not how I saw the day going, I'll say that.
Josh has got us into another cooking segment.
None of us can cook, just like we couldn't cook in the other game.
No, I was not planning on cooking something.
Oh my god, is Fritter here?
Oh shit.
Fritter in hell.
Hold up. What happened to Fritter at the end?
I'm pretty sure he died, didn't he?
I don't think
so. No, he went to the Sphinx's body.
I don't remember. God, I don't remember.
Yeah, Fritter died and went and inhabited the Sphinx's body.
Oh, he became the Sphinx.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, never mind. Fritter's never not mind. Here. Dang.
No.
That would be like, great. Oh. And then Josh would be like,
classic Fritter voice.
You could talk in my silly wizard voice.
Exactly. All right, so yeah, this old lady, for really what it is, approaches. And so you say, hey, welcome around. Is that how you answer?
It is Mama Gumbas.
Mama Gumbas, can I take your order?
Welcome to Mama Gumbas, I guess. We're closed.
Oh, I didn't know Hell had restaurants here.
We're a startup. We're starting something new in Hell.
We just expanded.
We just expanded.
Just expanded. Are you, did you franchise with Belle or the Spader?
No franchise. We're a new locally owned business. Of course, no franchise. We don't franchise. We're not big enough yet to franchise.
Oh, if you're local, then you must be with Belle?
Do I know who Belle is?
They are the ruler of the first circle of Hell.
Oh, yeah.
Who is the other person you're talking about, though?
What word are you saying? Belial?
Is it
Belle?
It's Belle.
How do you spell it, Josh?
I thought it was B-E-L.
It's just B-E-L.
Yeah, I thought it was B-E-L. The position was held by Zariel. Yeah. Zariel, and then Belle took it over. And if you keep on going to 5th edition, actually Belle gets overthrown, but we are not following that trajectory.
Yeah,
right?
The only reason why I really picked Belle is because he kind of fit like the aesthetic of Brimstone, more or less. He's a pit fiend, looks like in one of the artwork pieces I found, he looks like a dragon. Like, I imagine when we were playing the D&D version, when Brimstone would transform, he looked closer to what, like, a dragon form of Belle would look like more draconic and less pit fiendy. Yeah.
And then the other name that she mentioned, Milana Despater, is the ruler of the second circle of Hell.
So is there a restaurant in this village called Taco Bell, only it's one L?
That'd be great.
That would
weird.
Be great.
It's a combination KFC Taco Bell.
So they're asking if we are here, we're local. I'm just going to keep lying. Anybody going to stop me?
No.
Yeah. Local.
Oh, local.
This is Milana's. Yeah, we're a business voice.
Yeah, I mean, this is where Azrael should step in, but sure.
I'm guessing since you came from the sky that you were pulled from another plane as well.
Chosen. Yeah. Chosen. Specially chosen because our food is so good. Yum, yum. Shrimps, eat them up.
I see. But I, you don't have the blessing yet, it seems. And as she says that, she kind of caresses her face.
What's on her face?
The mask. I guess, yeah, speaking of the mask, like, it's a gray mask, and it's just this, like, really leathery. And it's, like, their faces have almost no features. It's almost like putties from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. But they move, like, the eyes still move, and the mouth still moves and everything compared to the putties that didn't. And it's kind of leathery.
Gross.
Yeah. So you're like, since you're new here, I would expect that you would get his blessings then soon.
Can I make my face look like that? Like, my face is veiled right now.
Do you have any powers or any items that would allow you to?
I mean, other than the fact that I'm gross and my skin's really flappy and nasty and already gray.
You practically fit in here.
Yeah, I kind of fit in great.
So what's this whole situation here? Well, since we're, you know, like, what's with this biome, as they call it?
As you would say,
you know, this is well air conditioned for the hellscape that's out there, is what I'm saying. And that's kind of peculiar to me. You know, just curious. You seem like a smart individual, and in your wizened age, I imagine you've accumulated much knowledges.
Bruce just keeps on going.
It's like kind of like kissing up and like just trying to, like, you know, what's going on here? What's the situation?
Ah, young ones, I see.
And Brimstone does fit in here, right?
Kinda. Yeah, I guess so. He has a mask. Yeah.
He's got a mask. I got my cool mask.
Yeah.
No, but he has that power that wherever he is, he's supposed to be there.
Oh, right. Yes, this works out. Yeah. Okay, I don't have to. Okay, yeah. She's like, oh, you must be new on money fronts then. Well, some of us have made deals with the devil, knee slapper, over our lives, and when the time comes to pay up, or some out there, she just motions, you know, out into hell. Are just worshippers. When the time comes, you have to pay up, and it seems that Belle is looking for as much resources as possible to throw out the problem he has now, and I believe we are being stuck here with this blessing. And she motions to her masks for something for when the time comes. We are mostly stuck here in our biome, so I do not know what happens in the others. I do not know what is going to befall us in the long run, but we are here to serve him and his war on the second circle of hell.
How long have you been here?
Yeah, that's a good question. I second that question. How long?
Thanks, I was working on it for a while.
Time is quite odd here, but I would assume at least 9 weeks.
9 weeks, okay. Well, I mean, you know, if time is weird, yeah.
But, she kind of looks at you, Brimstone, or she looks at you, Brimstone, and she's like...
Because I'm such a friendly person, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, we seem to have things in common, you and I and all of us. You've already been blessed by Belle, it looks like.
What would that look like exactly?
How can you tell that?
The mask.
The mask, and Brimstone's like, the mask? How curious. It's funny because I know I got this mask from someone called Shalazar. Do you know of them, perhaps?
I've never heard of the name.
So are your masks like my mask then?
It looks similar. I made the assumption that you've already been blessed compared to these other four. Or other six, sorry. I forgot Ralph and Martha. These other six.
I guess like Brimstone would like confer with Jaggy about this. Does that sound something similar to him? Like that bell, does that name ring a bell to him? Haha. No pun intended.
I would think Jaggy was like, no, big guy, I've never heard of Bell. I think Shalazar may have mentioned something, but I have not me. I've been with you pretty much the whole time.
Okay, fair enough. My mask says no. But yeah, Brimstone kind of says it under his breath to himself. No one particular.
Yeah.
He's not making a bold statement to everybody. No, it's not. You know, not like that.
Right.
So then I kind of lean in and I go, does your mask talk to you too? I ask the lady or whoever, this old person.
This old lady, yeah.
This old lady, okay.
And she's like, oh, no, it just won't come off. That's all. And I guess it makes us look not as flattering as we could be.
Yeah, mine was like, I mean, I can understand like the similarities between your mask being stuck on your face and my mask being stuck on my face, but mine's kind of cool looking.
Wow.
Like Brimstone starts bragging about how his flatters his color, the color of his scales. Makes him look cooler. It's like, but yeah, I can understand what you mean. You know, us masked individuals.
What do you...
I bet Gerlach could get that mask off.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Probably. Gerlach's a surgeon.
If you could take six of those masks off, like, we would have the blessing, and then it'd be fine.
Six of the masks off. Wow.
Six?
Does it involve peeling, or you know, does her face come off with them?
You'd have to find out.
this lady is John Travolta, and Ralph is Nicolas Cage. It's going to work out.
Face
It's all going to work out. It's going to be great.
Oh, pretty obscure movie.
As
soon as you said John Travolta, I was like, oh, God. Face Off.
I've never seen the movie, but as soon as you said that, I was like, mm-hmm.
So what's there to do around here?
Well, we just are training at our temple as we do and have our prayers and our rituals, and we're just living here until the call.
Okay. Do we want to check out this temple? I kind of like look at everybody else, I guess. Or what do we want to do, I guess?
I want to not be in hell.
That's fair.
Yeah, let's go look at the temple, I guess.
I'll look at the ladies like, is there a way to get out of hell, if possible, you know? Look at the temple, maybe let's go to the temple, and if you know any doors out of hell, that would be great.
Oh, walk and talk, of course.
Yeah, may as well. You know, just standing around doesn't really get anywhere, you know? And what else are we going to do in hell? Other than talk about, you know, it and how to get out of it.
She pauses, but she's like, let's go. And so she walks you through the village. It's a really nice village. It's very scenic, you know, very well put together, nice woodcraft for, you know, the buildings that are there. And then you start going up these very steep stairs that are carved into the cliff mountain. You know, zigzag up, and you come to this temple, and it's, talking with Brother John, it's like an oriental themed temple, I would think. It for you, Brimstone, it really reminds you of when you were younger.
Oh, weird nostalgia feelings.
Exactly.
I've seen this kind of structure before.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
So you go inside, and there's like a very large room for an altar way at the back. And there's people like kind of like sparring and training, and there's a whole bunch of side rooms that are kind of connected to this grand hall for all intents and purposes.
Oh wow, yeah. Brimstone's like getting severe like nostalgia to this. Mm-hmm. Like he's definitely remembering a lot. Things are coming flooding back to him through like, although he doesn't completely understand it himself, he does and doesn't at the same time. It's very complicated.
Mm-hmm. And so she kind of get a tour. These people are doing training, sparring, all that kind of stuff, martial arts montage of whatever martial arts you're thinking.
Yeah, they're doing whatever obstacle courses, things like that, ninja warrior stuff. Sure.
Absolutely. And then she takes you into like one of the side rooms and closes the door, and you sit down at a low table if you wish. And she produces like a tea set underneath. And she's like, sit. She's like, as you can see, from the temple, we don't necessarily worship Bel. It's unfortunate that one of our ancestors signed our blood lined up for servitude if it ever came time. Seems like the time has come, unfortunately.
So like you're all like transported down here or something, and that's kind of the gist of it.
Yes.
So then what's your purpose here, like, and what's the end goal for you guys? Because you keep talking about this other time that will come for when he calls or whatever and stuff like that.
I personally do not know, but having this mask that will not come off has absolutely something to do with it.
Could someone try and carve a mask off?
You can try. Like, how do you bring this up, Gerlach?
Oh, I bet I could get it off. And I produce my daggers. Let me just have a whack at it. I mean, you're already in hell. How bad can things get?
That is true. That is true. I will allow you to try on me, I suppose, since I am the oldest and have lived the longest. And if this doesn't work out, well, I'm sorry to my children.
Well, I'm already in hell. I cannot believe I talked him into this.
So what do you do, Gerlach?
I'm going to take my two razor sharp daggers and see if I can just peel that right off.
Okay. So you're just trying to cut it off for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you go to do that, you can tell that the woman tenses up in pain. And you start seeing blood start trickle down her neck and face.
Now, no time to stop now. In for a penny.
And she kind of grits. She's like, I don't think it's going to come off this way.
Oh, I think it will one way or another.
Sometimes, winning a game isn't about dealing the most damage, or drawing the most cards, or making any measurable contribution towards victory. But hey, just because you don't have the stats doesn't mean you're not a f***ing gamer god, alright? Enter The Intangibles, a podcast on the Geekspective Network, where me, Kenny, and my brother Matt break down all the things that are hard to quantify in games. All kinds of games. We're talking classics like Sonic's the Hedgehogs, and chess, and 3D Pinball Space Cadet. Great game, by the way. We're talking new releases like
insert latest trending games on Twitch here.
Single player, co-op, competitive, card games, board games, role-playing games, play-by-mail games, the wakes. We do deep dives into our favorite games, digging into the intangibles that make them great and the intangibles that will make you a better player, and hey, maybe even a better person. Check out The Intangibles on whatever the heck platform you're listening to right now.
What does everyone else do saying this?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't, like, I don't really know.
This is pretty standard Gerlach.
I mean, this is like not even in his top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, he can keep trying if he wants.
This is practically merciful.
I mean, he did surgery on my eyeball, sounds like. It's like for
yeah. I'm practically a surgeon at this point.
Pretty high.
Pretty
Dr.
high.
Dr. Gerlach is what we call him.
He put a second heart inside me.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
I missed my calling all this time ago. So, okay. So here's what I'm thinking. Hmm. I've got that ability to regenerate people's limbs and stuff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so my plan is to just cut her entire face off and then regenerate it.
Okay. Is that an effort to do that?
Yeah, you're able to cure a target's maimings, blindings, poisonings, mutilations, and birth defects. I would say this is a solid mutilation here.
Amazing.
Yep. Dr. Gerlach.
True enough, Gerlach.
Gerlach, do you have a fact that would help you with this, I believe? Is that right?
I don't know what the fact would have been.
I thought you had something like Mortician or, I mean,
no,
I know that
I
was
used
Tombs,
to.
But...
I mean, that was the, no, Gerlach had taken some professional skill Mortician back
3.5,
in the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't know if you have fact in Godbound though about it,
but none of that carried over as a fact.
Yeah, that's fine though. With that power, so yeah, she grimaces, and you.
So if somebody strong can hold on to her, so she doesn't wriggle away. Oh, help me reel this fish in.
She's not stopping you. She's just been grimacing this whole time. Like she is tough MF-er.
Yeah, I don't even know what the sort of sound it makes when you cut someone's face off.
But yes, that absolutely happens. So, I guess
it's just like,
yeah, like a flash. You all see someone without a face, and then how do they have a face again, Gerlach?
It just starts re-knitting itself, you know, from the edges. It just like, you know, starts just growing back in.
Yeah,
I don't know how long it takes. That's
I'm going to say pretty quickly. Know. You all see this horrific scene, and then her face is there, and okay. you see, yeah, like a regular old lady, like definitely felt like she works out kind of deal, but she is still a grandma.
Okay.
Does the rejuvenation, is it like a facial? I mean, it just refreshes her, and so yeah,
absolutely.
No liver spots.
And what do you do with this mask that you cut off, Gerlach?
Well, we should keep it because someone might need it.
Can
it still has a face attached to it?
Oh, gross! Could someone like magic inspect this thing or whatever, or try to understand.
Like fruit by the foot, just, you know.
Can we burn it? Can we burn it out? I mean, is this thing invulnerable to fire?
It's definitely invulnerable to fire.
Well, we'll just throw it in the fire and clean it out.
Okay, that would work.
Oh,
okay. Yes, that would work.
Get all the stuff out of it that you don't want.
Oh, right, man. Right. Oh, eyeballs. Ah. Oh, that one's rolling away. Catch it.
Yeah, so she puts her hands up to her face, and she's like, surprised, like, who are you people?
I'm Brimstone from the Trial by Fire Law Office. This is Jimothy. Put to Asriel. My assistant.
I'm just going to go with it this time.
I'm Nuek, Godslayer.
I mean, honestly, I don't know. Actually, I don't know how well Asriel would have been known in Hell in general. Like, if I'd name dropped Asriel or whatever.
She probably wouldn't know, but then we would. But others may. Just, I don't know. We have to find out.
I mean, if we went to Stygia, maybe.
Yeah, this isn't Brimstone's effort to cover up for you, though.
I was just a flunky for the least popular archdevil.
Are we talking about Leviticus? Is that who you're...
So you said Brimstone and Law Firm of Trial by Fire and Jeremy. Is it Jeremy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Jimothy.
No, it's God Slayer. What does new Gerlach or Milana say?
Margaret, entrepreneur.
Margaret, entrepreneur.
I would prefer not to say anything. I don't want to give anybody my name.
This is Matthias Cromwell.
There.
Okay, fine. It's too late. Devin has.
Brimstone's like Matthias Cromwell. Also, CEO of Trial by Fire. I guess. I don't know.
He could be CBO. He could be your corporate branding officer.
Oh, yeah. Marketing.
I'm good at branding.
That's
first, you take a piece of hot wire, and then...
No, you...
Oh, not that...
You picked up what I was wearing.
You're a trial by fire. We get you out of the hot seat.
And into the frying pan.
Into the frying pan. Yeah, I just like this like amalgamation. Yes.
Oh, my God. What did you say your name was, Milana?
Margaret.
Margaret.
Entrepreneur. That's my last name.
Entrepreneur is the last name. Yeah.
And then we have.
It's much like how people are called, like, you know.
Yeah.
Woodsmans. I don't know what the name. I don't know. What's the name of a.
Smith.
Smith. There you go. God, why was that so hard for me? It's because I don't have a brain tonight.
Look at
I'm
the
sorry,
cat's butthole, everybody.
No. Dave, get that out of there.
Get that out of here. No one wants to see that. That's why they made those jewel thingamajiggers.
Well, hang down over your cat's butthole. Yeah.
Yeah. Hole. Oh. I can't remember what those were called, but I remember.
I don't know. Hole covers.
It's so dumb.
Bejeweled ass.
Okay, and then we have Godslayer, of course. And so this lady goes.
I'm so sweet.
Well, that's odd to have a law firm. Actually, it doesn't. Is that's not odd? The devils are into contracts. All the time. Well, that's what their jab's about.
Exactly. But also, you know, we... I'm curious. So you guys weren't always here in, tell us a little bit about, well, I already know like how you got here, but like what's the history of this place? Was this what's I'm trying to find words to say.
Words.
Oh,
talking.
Information exchange. Information exchange.
Skyrim and its people.
Yeah. So she already gave you a fair amount of like what they know. Yeah,
and
like,
she says, have all of you only been here 9 weeks, or just you?
Just
or?
The whole clan has been here.
Okay.
We were all, there was like a giant explosion of fire, and then we wound up here.
Okay. Ooh, giant explosion of fire. That sounds interesting. Like, what, did your place just, like, blow up?
Yes.
Like,
what? It was like a supernova went off. I don't even know what that is.
But it sounds really good. Yeah.
She would not know what a supernova is. Yeah, exactly.
So there's a supernova.
Yeah.
Sort of sounds like sort of like how we were teleported here, like just poofed.
Just poofed.
Poof! There it is.
So you don't know anything about a wizard named Shalazar,
no.
Or anything like that. No. Is there anything else about this temple in particular? I mean, aside from the fact that it feels familiar to me. But
yeah. Nothing really in particular. It's just. Yeah, super familiar. The shrine they had at the back was to a, you know, like some kind of martial god or something like that.
Okay, something not Bell.
Right.
It sounds interesting. I don't know if they would know much about that at all. I mean, I guess I could ask.
So what's up with this shrine over here? This doesn't look like... Is this what Bell looks like? Brimstone says.
Oh, no. That is who we usually worship. But so far, our prayers have went almost unanswered. Sometimes we can get inklings of response from... our God, and sometimes very minor things can appear if we pray hard enough, but beyond the usual mirror, we usually don't experience the miracles and the blessings that one usually would.
Right.
Okay. Is it because you've forgotten the name of your God since you were transported down here?
Someone give me a martial God.
Well, because we were like playing God.
Oh, like Hextor or something like that?
Something a little bit more good.
Oh, good.
Oh, can we just make up one?
Sure.
Godbound?
Marshall Smithson.
Marshall Smith.
Is your God's name.
Marshall Smith.
God of Marshall Smith. Oh, we could just say like they worship a dragon of some sort as well. Dragon named Marshall Cameron.
I am Marshall Cameron.
Yes.
So you guys are all about Bell now? You're like, are you cool with them then? Is that the situation?
We are here to fulfill the contract finally. And I guess if we get out of here alive, great.
So if you get out of here alive, what, like debt paid, you leave? Or
I believe debt will pay it either way, but ideally we'd like to get out here alive.
Were you guys aware of this debt before this happened?
Flashback or like, you know, those wipes. She'll pretty much talk about like, you know, this is many, 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 many years ago, many generations ago.
Long, long ago.
Yeah. The village was going to be attacked and they made a deal with a devil to pretty much survive the attack or defend against the attack. But it's been like a, you know, a thing that's kind of told in the story of like, oh, and the debt will be paid one day or something like that.
Okay.
That's the gist of it. So is this a debt that's, you know, hanging over their head and they're like, oh, you're probably the much younger generations, you know, many, many years later, like, oh, it's already been paid or that's this BS or whatever. And it's just like, surprise.
So you guys can't leave this biome at all?
I suppose we could leave this biome, but the devils said they would come retrieve us when it's time. And we figure it's best to stay here and just
Where
wait.
Can we find this devil, I suppose?
Where
are they located here?
They seem to patrol.
Okay.
And I would assume that they'll be here soon anyways. If you've arrived.
Oh, they probably did see a giant restaurant falling from the sky. Now they think about it.
We arrived, it was not very long until these giant devils made of bone came.
Giant devils made of bone. I definitely missed that sight.
I gotta be honest. Like, I'm tired. Do you guys have like a somewhere we could sleep?
Yeah, can we get, like fresh
get a meal?
Somewhere?
Yeah, is there like a hotel? Is there like a hotel in hell?
I, you could rest here in one of the side rooms. And
what's in these side rooms?
There's, you know, rooms for like studying or rest, or, you know, some people might sleep up here or cooking. It's multi-purpose kind of place.
Okay.
I would like to recover my 11 health that I'm down. Mm-hmm. If we could, just like, even if it's just like a chance to like roll.
If you guys want to rest, I will give you the opportunity to rest right now.
Yeah, baby. I don't need to, but everyone else can.
Well, you get your health hit points back effort. And your effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my sweet effort. Oh my God.
Effort. Give it all to me.
Sweet. Now I can fight some bone demons. Bone devils, whoever comes my way. I don't care. They're coming. They're going down.
I guess during the rest period, you mentioned that this place was very familiar. This, to be more direct, as Brother John, unless it's Brimstone, because Brimstone's foggy memory, dumb brain. Is this like the place where this isn't the exact temple where, or the area where he was raised? Is it?
This looks almost identical.
It looks almost identical, probably from the same region, but not the place.
It almost looks identical. There's definitely identical. I would say, because I kind of alluded to it earlier, of people coming from different planes. Mm-hmm. Like, this is almost identical of, like, if you could think of it, like, there are multiple dimensions and planes where almost everything is the same, but there's slightly different choices that happen, right? And so this looks almost identical, but there's, like, the god they worship, it's not the exact same god. Okay. There's just all these very small differences, but everything else is...
Right. So I was figuring if it was the same, and these people were from that place, that some of them would recognize Brimstone, but if that's the case and it's different in that way, then some of them probably, they probably wouldn't even know. Mm-hmm. They'd probably be like, whatever. That's okay. I can roll with that. Oddly enough, Brimstone knows where things are.
Absolutely, yes.
Because of the same thing. And it's just like, I know where they keep the towels for the bath. Right. I know where to put the clothes that need to be washed. I know where this goes or that goes. Mm-hmm. And even like the weird, like the mannerisms and the other things that to do that are like natural within that setting. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
Although Brimstone doesn't really understand it himself, he's doing these things by instinct.
Right.
Like, because that was how he was raised when he was young.
You definitely have those like anime flashback scenes at this point, or you could have all those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for everyone else, like kind of observing everyone, this definitely is an odd thing to see Brimstone just like walk around this building and do all these things.
And acting more orderly than normal, like almost lawful. Like, you've never seen Brimstone be as lawful as he's been here in this setting.
I think he's been possessed.
What is he doing? You're not farting all over the place? You're not like...
Maybe I need to remove his mask, too.
You took your shoe.
He did the dishes. Weird.
He did the dishes. It's weird. He's lighting incense in front of the shrine and doing all these bowing motions and whatever. Yeah. Whoa. This is me as Ralph being exposition, third party, breaking fourth wall, because Brother John's just saying all these things. But yeah, that's the rest up period, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. If anyone has anything else they want to do during the rest period, say now or we will continue on.
Just resting.
I needed to recover a bunch of things.
I'm staring at a wall.
It's a very plain wall.
I'm racking. So did we ever talk about my bardic knowledge? Is it just because we just kind of wrapped it up into the fact that I just know lots of stuff?
Yeah, okay. It's wrapped into your knowledge word. Yep. So you can try to be like, randomly just be like, try to spout lore. You could say.
There's people who, that were like, a lot of people just showed up 9 weeks ago. Is what we said?
This biome did, at least.
Does it feel like Mox Fury in this biome?
No, it does not.
Can I try to feel what this feels like?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Like, where did it come from?
Yeah, go ahead.
Rolled a 5. My knowledge check is 3.
Whew. Okay. You're looking at like the architecture, the plants, all that kind of stuff, and you're gathering it, and you're like, this looks like it should come from the Misty Spires.
What are the Misty Spires?
It's part of the greater world of where Mox Fury is.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. This is part of our world building.
Yeah, it's like the eastern region.
Eastern region. Yeah, it's the eastern region of the world, or at least the continent that Moxbury's on. That's a better way of putting it.
Okay. Is this something that we would have heard about in a newspaper or something? Like a world new, like a global news that happens in Moxbury, where it's like, things have been going missing. Entire sectors of towns have fallen out of existence.
So there is definitely, for Moxbury proper, no. However, for Milana, and because of how she can see stuff far off and hear stuff far off, you do remember you heard like an inkling, either maybe from a child or just, you know, your own meditation, that there had been parts of the greater continent, this pockets is gone. As over the past few months. Actually, over the past couple of years. But you haven't been around for that long.
Why would somebody be doing this? Is there something in Milana's brain or knowledge of like some greater power who has in the past tried to take pieces of the world to use to fuel something that they're like some sort of ritual or some sort of performance or something?
There's so many deities and messed up stuff that absolutely that could be that is absolutely a thing. There are too many to guess against for just like general,
but it's a known thing that people have stolen pieces of worlds to like use for some purposes. Okay.
Yes. And like you remember her talking about like there are multiple planes, like she's like, oh, you must be from another plane.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily even the plane that Moxbury's on,
right? Flashback, did she say anything about other planes, like being like we doing shadow plane here, or like, you know, void limbo, shadow death?
Flashback, she didn't know exactly of what planes, but she does recall seeing other biomes being dropped in since they've been here.
What plane are we in? We're in the
Moxbury is in material, but we can get really fuzzy. We don't like whatever. You're in a material-esque plane, Moxbury is.
On the first level of hell.
Yeah, now you're in the first level of hell.
And they've only been showing up on the first level of hell.
Well, she's only been on the first level of hell. That's all she's been able to observe.
This is Milana thinking, looking at a wall.
Okay.
For all we know, all the planes of hell could have little biomes.
Well, I mean, this seems to be like a more recent... like a more recent thing. 9 weeks ago, and there's been pockets of the material plane on Moxbury just disappearing. That's pretty cool. I want to in on that. I almost said
and I mean, they did say something about like the war with the second level of hell.
Yeah. If I may interject too, she mentioned that time is iffy here. Like, they've been here for 9 weeks. But who knows how long that would have been in our material plane since another pocket went to there. So like, say like they're there for 9 weeks, right? First day they're there, nothing happens. Second day they're there, a biome comes down. Could have been like 4 or 5 months, some whatever. I don't know. I know Josh says it's not going to be that drastic when we come back, but you know what I mean? It's like, we're not certain how long this whole land heist has been going on throughout time, is what I'm saying. Like, it could be, who knows?
So any other brainstorming or stuff? You were going to say something, I thought, Azrael.
I mean, not really. I was just curious if everybody's calling in their debts for big fights or something.
Yeah, we've seen that happen before.
I mean, it sounds like the devils are fighting. I wonder where Asmodeus is in all of this. I guess we'll find out.
He's on the ninth, just dead. Laughing it up.
Dead.
he's laughing in hell because he died.
Sucker.
Oh, wait, we're in hell. Shit. Sorry. Yeah. I don't have anything else. I don't know about.
I really don't. Like, at this point in time, it's like we've got... We don't know where Shalazar went. We're in hell. We're starting a business. we got weird blessing face mask stuff going on. can't we know where Shalazar, like, isn't there a way for us to know where he is? Like,
I could use my vengeance ability, I suppose, if you want me to.
Yeah, how he hurt you. Can we track him?
I could totally track him.
Because I thought the whole deal was that we want...
Can we rest first and then you track
yeah.
him? So we
yeah,
can punch him in the
well, I don't... First.
You have to read how your power works.
Basically, what it is, it allows me to... In, breaking it down allows me to track his exact location and make a straight beeline to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could just go, pfft. Like it's not like an instant teleportation. It allows me to teleport through things that they, you know, like if they try to teleport away from me, allows me to use their means of teleportation to get to continue to follow them. Mm-hmm. Essentially, however, what it does is it's just like you can hone in on their location. And you can just make a straight beeline for them. You can break down anything short of magical or divine barriers, excuse me, to make your way to them.
That's an interesting.
Yeah, basically, it's like it's like focusing on something and then just walking through everything that's in mm-hmm. your way. You basically become stink, and you're attached to them,
right?
And they just can't get away from you. But it's not like I can just find them and then poof to their
right.
In the same location as them.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay.
Does that work for you, Josh?
Yeah.
Not too breaking.
Yeah, that's fine.
For you?
Yeah.
Okay. So we can rest and then do that if you like.
I worried that we would come across a divine barrier.
No, we probably would. But at least I would know where he's at. You know, instead of being like, where is he? Where is he?
I definitely say it's nap time, though.
You definitely sleep. Rest his head.
If that's that, and we progress forward, do I get a chance to do the Pursuit of the Fury, or do we get like jumped by these devil patrols we keep hearing
yeah,
about?
I think it's like to kind of wrap it up for tonight. You have a good breakfast or whatever you have it. The old lady's like, thanks you for removing her mask. She's like, if you are going to leave when you come back, or perhaps if you have time before you leave, could remove our masks. That'd be great.
Oh,
appreciated.
I always find time for some cutting.
Yes, maybe Gerlach did some cutting during the rest period as well.
Everybody line up at Mama Gumba's.
The whole room. God. The whole Mama Gumba's is like,
oh my God.
Bits of face.
Oh no!
Yeah, it's like it's like a walk-in clinic now.
Lots of face gore everywhere.
Oh no!
Although, I'll say by the the 100th or whatever mask he cuts off, it's probably pretty easy.
The patrol walks in, is like, "Why are all your masks off? What the fuck?"
It's just like filleting fish.
Oh god!
Exactly, and so I think when you're all preparing to leave, they all. Thank you greatly, and they're like, please come back when you figure it out, what you need to figure out, and hopefully we can leave together. And so you're like, I kind of view it as like you're all getting ready to leave, and you see on the perimeter these pretty big, weird looking, they're like bone devils, but they're like just walking skeletons, but not really. They have like a little bit of bone flesh on them with these big pincer tail that comes around or scorpion like tail that comes up, these long claws, and they start to approach you and that's where we're going to leave it for next time.
That all sounds horrible.
Thanks for playing with me, everyone. Are you five? You can find other great shows at geekspective.com and follow us on Twitter at geekspective. We talk about I think fun stuff nowadays too. You can find me at Evil DM Josh on Twitter. What about you, Amber?
Yeah, you can go on Twitter, I guess, and look at me up at Rocket Orca. Or, you know, don't. Just go to geekspective.com. I'm literally on, like, all the podcasts that exist there. And it's a lot. Also, rocketorca.com. That's where my graphic design and art stuff is at and all the other things I do. So, wink, wink, check it out. Verbal wink, wink.
And what about you, Dave?
Twitter at Steady Minotaur. Yeah, I did the Twitter. That's all I got. I don't know. Check out Bringing Elves to Athens. It's a great podcast on geekspective.com.
It's very funny. What about you, John?
I'm doing stuff online all the time. Just nobody knows anything about it. But if you wanted to find me on Twitter, Crossways GM.
And last but not least, Chris.
Hey, my name's Chris, and that's all I got.
Yeah, find him on ShapeShiftCast as well. All right, with that, we're going to say bye-bye. Bye-bye. Unless we want to do tabletop. No tabletop. All right, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Tales from Moxferry. If you dig what you heard, leave a review, and more importantly, tell your friends. That is the best way to help us out. If you'd like to help out even more, become a patron at patreon.com/geekspective. If you'd like to see how it's all made, join Josh every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. EST on the Geekspective Twitch channel for GM Prep. You can catch a live stream of Tales from Moxferry every other Saturday on the Geekspective Twitch channel at 6 p.m. EST. I want to thank Rudy Basso for editing the podcast and for making the opening recap. If you need someone to edit your podcast, you can find him on Twitter at Rudy Basso. I also want to thank Rob Anderson for making the kick-ass theme music. If you want him to make you some music, you can find him on Twitter at Potentially Rob. Thanks for listening. Catch you in 2 weeks or less.